I've got a question here from Brother Muqtasib from Bahrain, Sheikh. Now, remember, he's our 8-year-old viewer, mashallah, who called in. He's asking a very sincere question, Sheikh. When does he have to start fasting?
That's a very good question. Whenever we say the verb have, that means it is mandatory. Where if you do it, you will be rewarded for it, and if you skip it, you will be punished as long as you skip it without a valid reason. All the acts of worship and religious activities become mandatory once the child, he or she, reaches the puberty age. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, وَفِعَ الْقَلَمُ عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ. The pen that records our deeds has been lifted up and does not record the deeds of three people. And he mentioned one of them, وَالصَّبِيِّ حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ. And the young boy, and according to the young girl, until he or she reaches the puberty age. But it doesn't mean that you wait until you reach the puberty age, then all of a sudden you decide to fast or to pray. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, instruct your children as how to pray at the age of 7. Then discipline them if they skip the prayer at the age of 10. This is very necessary and very important. The process of the gradation in teaching and implementing and instructing our youth to perform the ibadat, or otherwise. There was one person who was at the age of 40, said, it's impossible for me to fast. I said, why? He said, because I've never fasted in my life. I can't stop eating and drinking for 8 hours, 10 hours, let alone 15 hours. So that's why it is so beautiful, the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. There is a very interesting fact also, when we say that it is not mandatory to observe the religious activities before the puberty age, it doesn't mean that these are in vain if you do them. No. If you do them in addition to practicing them, you receive a reward for it. And you skip them, there is no punishment because you're not accountable until you reach the puberty age. So it is highly recommended one should start as early as possible. And I have seen kids at the age of 4 started fasting half day, 5 started fasting a whole day, then 6 fasted the entire month, and that is in America. By practice and exercise, if one wants to show some flexibility in his or her body, they start practicing at an early age, then they can bend all over. Similarly, if one wants to have an easy way to practice the ibadat, you should start as early as possible. Keep it in mind that whatever you do, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ, meaning that Allah would not waste the reward of your good deeds, even if they were done before the puberty age, or if you're not mukallaf, in another word. There is another thing I want to indicate. If one is not fasting, then he or she experienced any of the signs of the puberty during the day of Ramadan, even though it is not Fajr or before Fajr, then they must resume fasting right away. So this is when it becomes mandatory. And if one is started as voluntary, it turns to become mandatory because he or she have reached the puberty age at this time. If a young boy or young girl were performing Hajj with their family, then on the day of Arafah or a day before, they experience the signs of the puberty age. If a girl starts seeing al-hayd or the menses, then even though she's not going to perform tawaf until she's cleaned up, but standing on the day of Arafah for her would count as hajjatul islam. So basically, the brief answer to this question, the ibadat are not mandatory upon a Muslim until he or she reached the puberty age, but one must start practicing as early as possible.